Well, hello there. It is Friday, July 10th. And the week is, well, I guess, what is this? This is the work week, but the week isn't over yet because now we have the weekend. And if you're going through what a lot of us are going through, our work week is very different right now. I know some have continued to work, others haven't, others are creating new ways to try to make a living. Like me, since life took a weird turn. Anyway, which is actually a really good segue into today's topic. I think daily, I do like it's kind of coming up to be this certain time of the day that I do like a meditation and relaxation practice. You know, sort of sort through some of the issues that are coming up. If it's a physical one or an emotional one, I just sort of lie there and sort of let it kind of rise up, and so I can think of solutions. That's what I love. That's why I use it to relax. You know, basically, so that I can look at what's going on, observe, and come up with solutions. So, one of the things that popped up I'm struggling with this week, and it's not just this week, is I like to have control, and I imagine a lot of us can relate to this. I know it. Things bother me. People bother me. I bother me sometimes because I'm grouchy. When I say control, I don't walk around. I mean, well, with my family, I'm more honest about my needs. But it's more like I get stuck on something. And it's one thing to have an issue and it's yours and you know, sometimes maybe even you can't even control it, however, it's yours. But I'm sort of talking about just like the whole I can't control things, and well, it's funny, it depends on how it starts. Sometimes it just starts in the house. I'll just frustrated that I can't have control to find the scissors every time I like them in a certain drawer. Well, when you live with a bunch of people, sometimes the scissors get out. So it really will depend. Sometimes I'm not, I just maybe get slightly irritated and then I just go find the damn scissors and move on. But other times I'm just really grouchy about it. It just gets on my nerves. And then if I'm dealing with just my issues with the world, you know, I start to, that packs on. And then if I'm dealing with aches and pains and some of the vertigo that I go through, I get really super cranky. And that was coming up this week. And some of the things, I was having a good time this week and getting silly and overindulging in stuff, sweets and goodies and things like that, which I know I should take in small doses, but I was having a good time, so I overdid that, and that always kind of has a little of an effect on me. But some of it, the reason why I get my aches and pains and my diseases, because as I explore during my quiet time, I found out I really need to lighten the fuck up. I just tell myself, Bex, you can't control everything. You can't control when the shit hits the fan. You know, you can adjust the fan so the shit's not hitting you, and mind you, there's no shit. I'm just using a metaphor. I really love to use metaphors. But it sends me into, you know, like a nut tantrum. You know, I just get frustrated. So you know, I just found myself getting all no annoyed and rattled up. And I was really proud of myself because I've really been pulling off watching the news. I'm so proud of myself. I've heard a lot of people stopped and they feel so much better. I mean, they're not avoiding information, they're just not, you know, sucking all of that stuff up. I mean, if any of the mainstream media is just way over the top, there are other sources. I have found them, and I actually have to shuffle them because some of my sources, they're human, so they get kind of frustrated and maybe they get a little dark or whatever, so I find another one. You know, and I guess it was just like no matter what, even though I wasn't watching, because again, you got family and friends and they tell you stuff, so And again, they're telling me their opinions and their stuff, and whether I agree with them or not, I'm just kind of hearing, and it sounds like problems, problems. It's like I kept turning around, and it's just like, okay, there's an issue, there's an issue, there's an issue. And I was getting extra crotchety. And so, you know, when I get to a certain point, I'll have that look on my face that kind of says, just don't speak, don't make a noise, don't make a move, just get away from me. You know, I just start to get really sound sensitive. I start to get jumpy, achy, frustrated. And that's when I really love to do my meditation practice, because I need settle time, like settle down time. Because guess what? I can't flip and solve everything. No one can. We need support and help and problem solvers and people trying to figure things out. Everybody has a role. Nothing can be solved right away. You've got certain people for certain jobs. I'm sure they're all just scrambling to solve stuff, and sometimes you just can't solve stuff, and it just gets frustrating. So, you know, so what do I do? How do I stop my worrying and my fretting and my crankiness, and like basically pull my cranky head out of my cranky ass? And again, I say, stop with the news. You know, narrow them down. Narrow them down to the ones that don't freak you the fuck out. Narrow down the sources, because this, and I really narrowed it down this week, to the ones that are optimistic and positive. Now, this is not to say that they have their heads up their ass thinking, oh, nothing is good, everything's fine, just go, you know. What I'm saying is they're solution-based. They're fighters and warriors, and they kick ass, and they're constantly with that not giving up attitude, which I think is really beautiful. So, you know, I mean, when you think about a job or anything, or your relationships, life, do you want to be around people that every time something happens, there's like a problem, they're like, fuck it, I'm done. I mean, I grew up like that. My father, that's how he was. And it was exhausting. He wasn't always like that, but he got like that. And he over-researched, he over-watched the news, and he got to the point where he was just so, he was basically suicidal, and it was horrible. It was horrible for me as a teenager, and it was really horrible. And I won't go down too much, because then it'll make me cry. But I remember that, you know, and so some of the other stuff that was coming up is just, you know, if I'm going to, you know, try to do a little look-see, just do it a little bit. I need to practice just a little bit. Stop after 6. You don't need it going into the evening and messing with your sleep, you know. Just get a little dose, you know, to keep up with things, you know. That's enough. That's enough. It's like, you know, even the good stuff. Like, I was partaking in some good stuff. Woo woo. And too much of a good thing is not good either. You know, just a little bit. You know, you get it in there. It does its work. And then you move on. Now, this is where I say you got to have a full dose, because you got to have a full dose of singing and dancing. I mean, a ton of it. You know, you can even dance before you look at stuff. You can dance before you start your day, even. Just turn on the tunes and get a little dance in there. Do it afterwards. I have now been putting on music when I do the dishes, which makes the dishes so much better, because who likes to do the dishes? I don't have a dishwasher. I'm the dishwasher. So I turn it on and I dance, and I've kind of turned it around to be a little bit fun. I mean, I still wouldn't mind a dishwasher, but, you know, it's really helped me, you know, and it keeps me optimistic and solution-based. And so I just kept thinking during this meditation practice, why go down? I mean, I can if I want to, but no, I'm not, you know? And then the other thing that rose up to the surface, it was so beautiful. It said, Bex, baby, you gotta have a little faith. Oh, faith. I actually have a tattoo on my ankle, and it was that the artist did a beautiful flower, and I had him write the word faith on it, and I even forget. It's not like I stare at my tattoos all day, but I should. That was the message that I have always liked, you know. All the optimism and solution-based thinking that people have is wrapped around faith. Even the scientists, because Faith is nothing anyone can prove or disprove because it's an idea. But they have faith in themselves to keep trying to have solutions. You know, people have faith in themselves to believe in the things that make them feel good, you know. And I just love it. And I can have faith in myself to just, you know, stay on my forward current. And there's a song about that that I really, really love. So I'm hoping to do a little dance video later because it's Friday and let's get dancing and woot woot. So that's it. That's it. That's my spiel. Actually, it was short. I thought maybe it would go a little bit long, but that's good. All right. So I hope this helped in some way. So take a deep breath and just fill yourself up with a lot of faith. That's yours. That's free. That's free, and it's beautiful, and it's yours. It's just, let's have some faith in people. Let's have faith in each other, and most importantly, have faith in yourself. All right. Thanks for listening. Till next time.